Okay, so I'm outside chapter one and I've managed to grab Radical Queen, and I'm telling you, from some of the things that she was sharing on the panel just now, she really is radical, but I feel like she's a woman putting, you know, her thoughts into action. So it would be great for those who didn't manage to make it to the conference today, if you can introduce yourself and just talk a little bit about what you do.
Oh, hello everybody. My name is Radical Queen. My name is Afidizamba Ngweatang Nomongolo. And I'm a woman of Bantu descent, and Bantu on my mother's side, Eton on my father's side. And I'm very pleased to meet you.
Great. So, like, some people might not know too much about Cameroon.
Yes.
So if you could speak about your relationship to Cameroon and your heritage and how that influences your work.
Well, yes, I mean, I see myself as an indigenous African woman, and I also recognize that I'm a Western black African woman as well, with the privileges that entails. And I noticed that, as soon as I realized that this Western society is not designed to nurture me or benefit me in any way whatsoever, actually, a lot of my struggle was gone. It's a bit, the image I have in my head is a windmill that's flailing, and when it has no grinding stone, there's no, but once I got my grinding stone, granite, put in place, you know, now I can move, now I can generate electricity, now I can generate momentum. Now, if you can see me, I'm doing these momentum movements, but you can't see me on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I can describe, she's doing momentum beautiful momentum movements.
And so for me, the challenge has been, like, also growing up, the challenge has been realizing, first of all, I used to engage in what I would call neurotypical conforming behavior. That's when you realize, I've got to be this kind of person, I'm going to try and do this, I'm going to try and achieve that. And it's a very lonely place to be, especially if you have difficulties. I had undiagnosed ADHD, undiagnosed depression and anxiety. And you blame yourself. You take on the labels. The labels you're given are lazy, doesn't try, you know, very hard, doesn't try hard enough. And how do I put it? In this world, it's about recognizing your own value and recognizing, you know what, I'm not lazy, it's just that I've got this issue and I might need to get medication, or I might need to get treatment, or I may need to rethink my entire approach to how I'm going to walk this world based on the specific types of obstacles that are in my way. So in my case, I used to be a learning disability nurse. And when I reported some abuse that was happening, I was subjected to a lot of abuse myself from the university. And I remember realizing that from this point forward, anything I engage in as an African woman, I will have to be 100% wholeheartedly, passionately invested in it, because that's how hard I'll have to fight just to be who I want to be, you know. And that's when, you know, performance poet, cultural activist, that kind of surprised me, by the way. I wasn't expecting that necessarily, because I had been doing learning disability nursing. But this is the field for me, in terms of my unique set of skills, and also, how do I put it, that allows me to navigate this culture, this very hostile space.
Okay, that's fantastic. So what I'm going to do is put a few links below this, so you can actually start a conversation with Radical Queen, because for me, the most important thing is we've had a platform to share our worldviews and start conversation, but yes, how do we put it into action? So I'm just going to end.
May I actually, do we have 3 minutes to do a poem, or is that too much?
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Oh, I think great. That would be amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But before you do the poem, yes, have you got a call to action for people, or any specific type of people that might move things forward in the way that you'd like to see?
To my mind, the way the revolution looks is the margin to the center, and I guess with that mantra, all you have to do is find finding the people who are most, if you like, marginalized by this culture. And because I do feel that imperialist, parasitic, selfish culture, Western modern culture, is the exact opposite of indigenous, earth-based, ethically advanced civilizations that I come from, you know what I'm saying? So I've noticed that everything here is almost in reverse, you know, so how do I put it, the most vulnerable people are marginalized. If there's a minority, apparently their views don't matter, it's the majority. It's like, no, back home, if you're the minority, that's when you're put in the center, because obviously you're at a disadvantage to everybody else. So a lot of what I think people need to do is actually be aware of the bathwater you're soaking in. Mm. And that's what we don't realize. We don't realize the kind of worldviews that we've just normalized, you know, without realizing that actually there's something wrong with, say, for example, saying neat hair has to be European, sort of like straight or flat, you know, and that's because we don't, we may not have been given a concept of what perfectly styled A1 African hair is. And I say A1, that's a good example, because in the charts, they tell me my name is 4C. It's like, no, I'm no 4 and I'm no C. I am A and I'm 1. That stands for African Prime, you understand me? So this poem is called Exile, and it's about mental health. It's about being a black woman. It's about it's a journey which I think a lot of us has been through. Exile. There's a special kind of torment in knowing that you could, but once again you can't, because of what is privately known as your mental ill health. And when you see their eyes roll as you breathlessly extol somatic concept, drives me up with shame mid-sentence. Everyday stresses from all of the ubiquitous oppressive or progressive sources of micro and macro aggressions. Everyday stresses strap my chest into an invisible iron vest. Oh, but I love to say yes. And then the day of the event is here, and once again I just wasn't able to prepare in time. I often shout out loud and struggle against these invisible bonds that dictate whether I rise or fall, whether I write or just cry. Trying? People say I should try harder. Teachers said good, but can do better. Friends sometimes think I'm willfully rude. Lovers are full of nothing but promise, leaving me to capture the blood, tears I shed in my daily, hourly, always negotiations with face-filled forces. I demand more space to create. My two palms attempt to flutter fan aside a small break in the clouds when I see a triangle of blue light from my own sky. That is when those blood tears crystallize in my eyes as poetry, see? Then there are the social indignities. I try to hide my deficits under the outrageous hat of willful eccentricity. But I still feel those condescending pats on the head from people who can't comprehend that my brain being wired differently to them isn't really my problem. In fact, I feel blessed. But typical brains conform to standards of consciousness set in a society I am intolerant of. My brain throws me back into a time of metaphysical communion. My gaze includes deities and supernatural conclusions. My community lives on the other side of the mirror I use to criticize myself sharply, daily, mostly for remaining in exile. When I feel the urge to engage in active resistance. Or maybe that is what I'm doing. And I miss the way my crazy just fits into the kind of society that insists that I have a predetermined and very beloved status. And we used to laugh together right in each other's faces. These ways. Well, I have learned to stop looking, so the solid obstacles can melt in the absence of my mind's quantum light, and I can flow in an ecstatic night flight of fantastic words as music rushes past my ears and strokes my closed eyes. But then I wake up in the place where my daily quest is to find a difficult prescription that will give my body permission to live and move freely in theory. Finally, I can start to do more than just try to survive in this oppressive shit patriarchy.
Woo!